Imagine a force so powerful, it can alter perceptions, dictate beliefs, and even rewrite history. This force is called propaganda. And it's funny, when I even say that word propaganda, I think Nazi Germany, it's not happening to me. That's what the Nazis did in order to convince their own people to exterminate the Jews. And so I don't equate it with our government at all. I just equate it with just that one time in history through growing up. And as I've gotten older, I've noticed our own government doing the same. And I'm sure you have as well. Because it's important to not let the people start to decide that the people above are actually doing a horrible job. And they're lying to you in order to stay in power. And here's none other than a perfect example than last night on Stephen Colbert. I can't play the whole clip because, God, he's the Nazi when it comes to copyright strikes. But here's Colbert saying, you know, the economy's doing pretty good, right? Everything's just fine.
The rest of the globe, how does our economy stack against the major industrialized nations right now?
We are doing much better than any of the other major economies in the world.
Yeah, we're doing much better. Everything is just fine. What you see and what you feel is a lie. When you go to the grocery store and notice for the first time in your life you're spending more money on groceries than you've ever had in your entire life, what you're experiencing is a right-wing conspiracy theory, and it's not actual fact. So you need to stop paying attention to these things such as receipts or noticing your wallet or even tracking your accounts and the money that comes in and the money that goes out. That's what MAGA extremists do. That's not what good American citizens do that stand up and raise the flag for Joe Biden. Stop noticing what you're paying for cars, what you're paying at the grocery pump, at the grocery store, it feels like a pump. Stop noticing. And then we get to another thing of another propaganda. It's just, today is a day of propaganda. This is a video from Bill Malusian, the hottest guy on Fox News. Here's him filming downtown LA. Our inner cities are decaying. Our inner cities are crime-ridden. And when you question that, you are seen as a white ring conspiracy theorist. Oh, it's because of your white privilege that you think that people starting a fire and living on the street and doing drugs on the street and open markets and families not feeling safe to walk around these areas, or even a grown adult men feeling safe to walk around these areas, that's what a conspiracy theorist fears. These politicians, Gavin Newsom, would never be caught dead in this area because it's a huge, huge black eye in their system that they fail at daily. Americans are getting fed up with our inner cities. You always hear people like Tim Pool, you know, like, leave the cities. Go out to West Virginia and get a bunch of chickens. Not of all of us can do that. Not all of us have thriving podcasts. Some of us have to work around a lot of people in order to make do. And so we have to just constantly put up with this and pretend like everything is just fine, when it's not. It's not just fine. And it's crazy the fact that they don't care about this. It's amazing when the illegal immigration surged at our border, how fast they got all of them in hotels immediately. Get them off the streets. We don't want a bunch of rabble-rousers on the streets. We need to get these people off the streets because they're setting bad precedent. They're starting to make us look bad. So we need to put them in our nicest hotel, the Roosevelt Hotel, and we'll give them debit cards in order to survive. But these people, these drug addicts on the street, let them do whatever they want to do. God, you're being a white ring supremacist, and I don't like that. So our inner cities are decaying. Trash is mounting up. People are living on the streets. People are being more and more afraid by the day to live in these inner cities, so therefore they'll naturally decay. And then we get to crime. And you always hear that crime is going down. Don't listen to these dumb statistics. When you can open up your eyes and you don't feel safe in inner cities more than you've ever not felt in your entire life, and then they tell you some dumb statistics, that's propaganda. They're lying to you. I mean, here's a perfect example of this. New York will send National Guards to subways after a string of violent crimes. I'm seeing they're investing millions of dollars in security to get on the subway nowadays. Millions. See, when there's actually a problem, when they consider something to actually be a problem, they fix it. They fix it quick. When there's a war going on in another country that we aren't a part of, they fix it. They fix it quick. Send them as much money as possible. So if there's problems going around, and then they're telling you there's those problems are not real and it's just all a lie, know that they're lying to you. And what you're seeing and what you're feeling is what's happening. Because the saddest part is this is what we get in the end. We get a bunch of kids who start to believe the propaganda. We get a bunch of kids that turn into adults who vote, have as much voting power as you to start voting. And we get kids like this. Listen to this incredible logic. It's literally one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. He starts out by saying, I thought capitalism would give me everything, a job, a, you know, roof over my head, whatever. But it didn't because I'm black. What the F does that even mean? You know what that means. You and I both know what that means because of his ideology and his thought process. But it's a stupid process. It's not logical. It's in order for you to feel like, oh, now I can crush my fellow man. Here we go.
I grew up very much with the idea that everything I need is under capitalism. Individualism, freedom, all these things are under capitalism.
Yes.
But I'm black in America. So those contradictions really just create that friction where I'm like, this doesn't align with what I was told and what I'm actually seeing or actually feeling.
Totally.
So why did I come to communism? When I actually read it, when I went from Marx to Lenin, to Mao, to Deng, to Fred Hampton, I started realizing like, oh, this is patriotism. This is the idea that I look at another American and think to myself, I want you to be fed. I want you to feel fulfilled in your life. Yeah. I want you to feel like you actually have control within your society.
Right.
I grew up.
Right. I want you to be fed. I want you to be loved. What an incredible, incredible dreamlike scenario that is communism that these dumb college kids have created in their own heads. If they would only just read that one silly thing called history. Oh, history? Oh, we've propagandized that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's important for the American public to not actually read about history and learn about how their four founders have created this country. In fact, let's get rid of statues as well. So there's no representation of it going around, so they can't actually look into it. Now they have to use the internet. Well, now with the internet, we'll just control that as well. We'll control the algorithm so that these kids will never grow up to learn actual truth. They'll grow up to be propagandized so they can be a little cute little Marxists everywhere, running around saying, I can't get a job because I'm black. It's not because I'm not showing up to these job interviews on time or my job, the resume looks like crap and compared to other people that are applying for the job. It's not that I'm applying for the VP of a company when I don't have any work experience. It's because they're racist. And if we were just live in this communist society where I would just be given a job and that job I'd be given would be a job that I would be dreaming of and I would be wanting deep down inside. It's not the job like a bricklayer or something that the government would force upon me. That's not a good communist system. That's a real communist system and we don't want to talk about that. What you think is true is false. Propaganda is everywhere. Pay attention to it. Know it. What you're experiencing is the truth. What you're feeling can lead you astray, but start to notice it around you. Take note. Don't just listen to these saps on the internet, including myself. Research these things for yourself and know that there's propaganda everywhere. After all, I'm paid by Joe Biden. Just kidding. Have a wonderful day. Bye.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the Derek O'Shea Show. I appreciate you guys so much for taking time out of your day to listen to my spiel. And be sure to leave a review on any of the podcast platforms and what you're using to listen to this podcast. It truly helps me grow as a podcast because the algorithms do not support independent journalists like myself. They see me as fake news and they untrustworthy. But unlike you, they're dumb. But be sure to leave a review. Also, if you want to follow me on any social media platform, I'm literally on all of them. I'm heavily active on Instagram. So be sure to follow me on Instagram. Also, subscribe to me on YouTube. I do a lot of different things on YouTube that I don't do on my podcast and also on Instagram. So subscribe to me there and be sure to leave comments on the videos because it's the only way it helps me grow as well. Also, if you have any questions or comments regarding any of the sources I used or any things I said, you can email me at thederekoshayshow@gmail.com. I'd be happy to answer anything. So I hope you guys are enjoying this podcast as much as I am. And I just thank you guys so much for listening from the bottom of my heart. It means so much to me. Now go out into the world and make a difference in somebody's life today. Thank you guys so much for listening. Have a fantastic day.